from 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston, our friend Ty Anderson. Hello there, Ty.
Rich, what's going on?
Oh, just enjoying this gorgeous weather today. Is it nice down there?
Yeah, it's nice. I was just saying a few minutes ago there, I'm waiting for the 20-degree day because now it feels like it's too nice and good things don't happen as much anymore. So just waiting for the shoe to drop here. But yes, it is quite nice out.
Now, before we talk hockey, I have to ask about a post from earlier this afternoon with two absolutely great-looking dogs. Are they yours?
No, I wish they were my dogs. Those are my mother's dogs. Tango and Cash are their names. They are American Bulldog mixes. They're unbelievable dogs. They are like the nicest, sweetest dogs in the world. So anytime I get to see my family for Easter or Christmas, you name it, I get to see Tango and Cash, which is maybe the most exciting part about that. But please don't tell my parents I said that.
No, I won't. But anybody could just see the picture and know that they are such handsome boys.
Oh, yeah, no, and they're the sweetest, and, you know, I think the one sitting next to me in the background, if anyone sees the photo, he's more my speed. He just likes to sit and relax and chill out, and Cash is more, he wants to race you in the backyard. So, really, you kind of have two dogs here for two different lifestyles. It's kind of amazing.
I like that. That's a good plan for life right there. Well, all right, let's talk about the Bruins. Snap that losing streak over the weekend. Jeremy Swayman with a nice outing, and they clinched a playoff berth, so that's the good news, right?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, that's kind of overdue, right? I mean, we entered last week thinking, okay, the Bruins have a chance to clinch a playoff spot as early as, I believe, it was Tuesday, and it just got messier and messier, and I think the team and everyone else, for that matter, hit the point where they said, all right, enough of this. Can we please just clinch and move on here? So they did it on Saturday. Some great news, I thought, really. Great performance from Jeremy Swayman to bounce back. It started in the third period of Thursday's loss to Ottawa. But really, this is what they need from him right now, right? With the way he's kind of gone, you know, you're fearful of the rookie wall and if it's come for him or not. But I think to have a game like he had against the Penguins on Saturday does a lot to kind of quell those worries and make you believe that the Bruins could have a 1-2 punch at net come postseason.
Also a nice bounce back game for Trent Frederick.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a response, right? I mean, 40 seconds in to your first shift after being healthy scratch on Thursday, and he scores a goal. And I thought it was a good game for him overall. I mean, Pittsburgh is a tough team to play in terms of their forwards and what they're able to do. So, you know, that third line has been relied upon to be energy, to be puck possession, to really make some statement shifts. And I thought that you saw that from that line in that game. And let's be real here. Trent Frederick is not the driver of that line. That's Charlie Coyle. That's Craig Smith. But you need Frederick to be Frederick for that line to work, I think, to its maximum capabilities. So to see that bounce back from him, I thought was an awesome showing. And now he's going to string it together here because I think that, you know, there are guys challenging for spots here down the stretch. So a guy like Frederick, I think he can't take his foot off the gas, really.
How important was it to also get Brandon Carlo back in the lineup?
Oh, big. It was big time. And I thought that he actually looked pretty good. I mean, he's out there for the Heinen goal against, which, you know, maybe could have been a little bit more there. But I thought overall, steady, strong defensively, some block shots along the way, really what they need him to be doing come the playoff time. And, you know, you think about it with Carlo, right? I mean, my big concern was concussion, right? Because that would have been, that would have been 5 in 5 years. Three in the last calendar year and change. So, you know, to avoid that or in theory avoid that by him only missing one game and then being back out there is huge because, you know, another concussion, and we're talking potentially long-term damage here and a guy that the Bruins would maybe want to consider shutting down because they've invested a lot in him and he's still a young player. And so to avoid that bullet, and it seems like they've dodged it, I think is just as important as how he looked on Saturday.
Bruins clearly caught the Penguins at a good time. What's going on with Pittsburgh lately?
Well, I think it's just Jeff Carter, who was looking phenomenal early on in the year. He's slowing down dramatically. I feel watching him play, I just don't see the same guy I saw in November and December. Looking elsewhere on their roster, Heinen, we all know him. I mean, he's kind of gone cold again, right? He had a hot start to the year, but he scores against the Bruins, but ultimately, you look at his last 50 games or so, not the production that they were getting in the first half of the year. And then goaltending, right? You lose Tristan Jarry, week to week now with an injury. So that's a problem. So, I look at the Penguins, and I think that they might be running into a wall here in terms of what they're looking at in that Metro Division. You're going to either draw New York or Carolina. I thought New York had a great statement win against Pittsburgh a couple weeks back. So just seems like they're kind of running out of gas here. And some of the guys, the second-tier guys behind, you know, Crosby, Malkin, and Letang have kind of fallen off a bit here. But I will say this, Ricard Raquel looks very good for them. The guy the Bruins wanted, they were in on. They got beat to the punch, and he looks good in Pittsburgh, man.
We're talking with Ty Anderson here on Downtown. Is there a chance, Ty, that this team will be close to fully healthy for St. Louis?
Well, I think that you're going to see – I mean, they're going to hold some guys out, right? They're going to hold Pastrnak and Lindholm and Ullmark out. But they are trending towards being back for the weekend, and I think that's huge, right? Is you want to get these guys, I think, in at least one or two games before the end of the season, especially if they mean something. I think you want to see where their timing's at, how they match up against certain teams or certain players. So it sounds like everything's trending in the right direction here. It's just a matter of weighing what you benefit from playing them a game early, right, versus when they're fully, completely ready to go. So I think with Pastrnak and Lindholm, I think that maybe, let's say, the Bruins were in more dire straits here and they were trying to clinch a playoff spot, I think you could maybe see them tomorrow. But because of the clinching, because of them knowing that they're going to play a good team no matter what in the first round and the second round if they make it there, I think you're seeing the Bruins sort of prioritize health here, and I think rightfully so.
All right, so with seven games left, Ty, how important is it for them to get in the top three?
You know, I really don't think it matters that much, and I know that sounds crazy to say, but I mean, take your pick, right? Florida, you want to play Tampa, Toronto, or Carolina? Now, right now, given what's happened with Carolina, they lost Freddie Anderson, their starting goaltender, over the weekend. I don't hate that matchup for you. If Freddie Anderson is not available and the Hurricanes are going back to having a rotating cast of characters in net, I think that favors you. I really do. Now, and the other thing with Carolina is that I don't look at one line and say, geez, that line scares me, right? Like, I look at Toronto, and I see the way Matthews has been playing this year, and I'm like, this is a good line. This is a great line, I would say. And then I look at Tampa, and I say, well, as long as that's Kucherov and Hedman and Vasilevsky, they're a tough opponent. So I think that maybe Carolina, if they don't have Freddie Anderson, maybe that is the best matchup for you, but I think if you're the Bruins, it's almost like the Celtics in the last week of the season where people were saying, oh, you should try to lose, you should try to fall into this or rise up to that, and they said, we're going to play whoever we play. Mm. And I think the Bruins are going to take a similar approach here because they know they're going to get a good team no matter what. So really it's about just making sure that you're on the right level and that you have your full assortment of weapons available for game one.
Who do you think has been the Bruins' most valuable player this year?
That's a great question. I would say probably Charlie McAvoy, because McAvoy has really carried this team in the first 2 months of the year when they were struggling to find their form. You could really just rely on McAvoy to give you production, to match up against top lines, rotating partners to his left, whether it was Grzelcyk or Forsberg or Mike Riley. They tried everybody there with McAvoy, but McAvoy's play remained the same. So I would really go with him. I would say Marchand, but the suspensions obviously played a factor. He's had some cold runs at the same time as well. Pastrnak's been incredible since the new year, but the first 2 months were really kind of slow and sluggish. So I would have to say McAvoy because he's been the most consistent performer, you know, from game one here to game 75. I just think he's a guy that's really elevated his game, and I think he's in the Norris conversation. He should be. I mean, he's not going to win it because Yossi and McCarr are having amazing seasons. But McAvoy's two-way game, the steadiness, everything, it's so important to this team.
Ty Anderson, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Ty, appreciate it as always. Thanks for making time for us. Give our best to Tango and Cash next time you see them as well, and we'll catch you soon.
Awesome. Can't wait. Yeah, they'll say hi. And next time we talk, I believe, playoffs on the way. So I'm very excited about that. So great talk as always, Rich.
All right. Thank you, Ty. We'll talk soon. Ty Anderson on the Bruins right here on Downtown.